Washington's Super Station. 106.7.
106.7.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Radio for fat kids. The Hideouts. With El Jefe and J-Dub.
Arnold Light still coming up in the Hideout this evening. Tim Juice will be back, be by in just a little bit. Former intern, the Radio Hideout.com Fantasy Football League, finished with the least amount of points. So as we do it in the Hideout, he has to be punished.
The Radio Hideout Fantasy Football League, or better known as now, the Karma League.
The Karma League. We will get more into that. Also,
I've turned into a karma chameleon.
Coming up, Bateman and I will be running a mile to see who does the mile the fastest, as he challenged me. And up on RadioHideout.com is the poll.
All right, since you like to run, let's do something I'm good at.
What's that?
How about we box next week?
I've already seen you box. You've seen me box. It wouldn't even be fair.
Why do we still have to do this thing?
Because I think you challenged me. I wonder why you challenged me. I'm still...
All right, we won't do boxing, but we'll do mixed martial arts.
All right, even better. And then we'll play baseball. How about that?
I don't care. I can't get hurt in baseball.
You've been headhunted, huh?
Yeah. I remember when he threw the rocks at us.
Yeah.
And he cheap shotted you in the back of the neck.
He did. That was...
Whatever.
Remember your back, the bruise?
All right, can we move...
Three of them. All right.
That was,
on to the
that was pretty good, actually. All right, so Dubs... Yeah, I've slipped into this like reading mode. You remember about a month or so ago we had April Manasse on, who wrote the book Date Out of Your League.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those books I was able to fly right through. It has happened again. The name of the book is Why Is America So Fat? It's written by Ben Kennedy. It's a great cover because it's like the American flag. Whose belly would you say it is?
That's Kunani.
Yeah, that's one of Kunani. That's his belly on the cover. It has to be. But it's an interesting book. I first heard about it because it got banned from eBay. So we'll ask Ben about that.
That's weird.
But more than anything else, you and I not too long ago, about a month ago, I went to a water park, Schlitterbahn, down in Texas. And people aren't just fat anymore. They're obese. Like, I would say I'm fat, but I don't believe I'm technically... I mean, technically I may be obese, but I'm not what I would consider obese. Someone like Matt Albert is obese.
Yeah.
Cicada would be obese. You would just be overweight.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you just see it more and more everywhere you go. And you and I like to go people watch at the Fair Oaks Mall, and we laugh at the fat people.
Oh, yeah. You went to Schlitterbahn, and there's a lot of fat people out there. I go to Cinnabon all the time, and there are huge people over there.
At the Fair Oaks Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you see this more and more, and I had to talk to Ben about his book. So, and welcome into the Hideout in Washington, D.C., Why Is America So Fat? You can get this at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and stuff.
Yes, that is correct. This is El Jefe.
Yeah, El Jefe and J-Dub is over there. So we're hanging out with you, man.
Awesome, man. Glad to be here with you guys.
Hey, okay, so first of all, what's your background so we kind of understand where you're coming from, Ben?
Well, I've been involved in athletics pretty much my whole life, and now that I'm older, I own a little health food store, so I've always worked out, and actually I've always been pretty lean, and if you got a copy of the book, you can see my picture on the back. And you know, I've experienced the same thing you were just talking about. Everywhere you go, there's just so many fat people. And, you know, it made me wonder, you know, what's really going on here? Because I just don't buy the whole, you know, diet and people are too lazy.
Right.
I think there's more to it than that. And really, I think it comes down to money.
Okay, yeah, 'cause that was something that you said. Like any good detective, you want to, who has the motive? Like, and you, so basically you follow the money trail. And you say, have you ever thought about people, have you ever thought about, like, you know, having, like, following the money trail, and at the same time, too, is America fat because, you know, somebody wants it that way? You know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly what I did. And, you know, I looked at the companies that were making tons of money treating the illnesses that are caused by so many people being overweight. We're talking like things like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and probably the worst one is diabetes. You know, most people end up being obese, which is actually 30% body fat or above is considered clinically obese. The statistics now show that over 30% of our population is obese, which has doubled in just the last 20 years. So something has dramatically changed in the last 20 years.
What do you think it is, Ben? What is it?
I think the biggest factor is that people are taking more and more prescription medication than they ever had before, which, coincidentally or not, has also the amount of spending on prescription drugs has doubled in the same period of time.
Okay, so that's what it is more than anything else. You think that there's the pharmaceutical company. By the way, I don't know if you've ever noticed this stuff, but with like every single drug usually,
yeah,
a side effect is weight gain.
Yes.
You know, it's weight gain, you're gonna put weight on. So what you did right now, you just were looking through facts and you found something that was almost parallel. You know, almost completely constant with the overweightness, and that's kind of how you linked it together?
Yes, well, that's the probably the biggest evidence and the direct evidence right there. The other thing that I cover in the book is, I'm sure you heard of the ephedra ban, which happened back in April. Well, most people don't realize that was only ephedra weight loss products. They left all these other ephedra products on the market that are like for cold, flu, and asthma. And that, to me, is proof that, hey, they weren't really concerned about people taking ephedra products. What they're concerned about is getting rid of all these ephedra weight loss products that were helping people lose weight.
Now, Doug, you and I actually talked about this on that show after Steve Belcher, the Baltimore Orioles pitcher, died. Because I had talked to trainers, I had worked at a gym, I had talked to them about ephedra and the various incarnations of it that you can get in things like Ripped Fuel or Xenadrin and stuff like that. And they said, it's okay. You have to take it properly.
Yes.
Make sure you do what's on the dosage. But other than that, if you do that and you drink a lot of water, you're going to be okay when it comes to ephedra. Yet at the same time, and you talk about it in the book, Ben, Why is America So Fat? This is, all of a sudden, it seemed like now's the chance to hop on ephedra. You know, let's get it out of here. Why is ephedra hated so much?
Well, it was only hated, I think, by the pharmaceutical industry because it was jeopardizing their profits. You know, they don't want products out there to actually help people lose weight. You know, the more people that are overweight, again, they have all these health problems that they can treat with, you know, the myriad of prescription drugs out there. And, you know, just one example is Lipitor. They sold $8 billion of Lipitor in 2002. That's just one drug. I'm here talking about huge profits. And so anything that could potentially reduce their profits, I think they're going to eliminate. And that's exactly what happened with the ephedra weight loss products.
And here's why it's such an interesting thing. Ben lays it out in the book. He really talks about ephedra a lot in it, and that there are these countless studies, like 55, 60-some-odd studies,
mm-hmm.
reputable places like Harvard did this stuff and said there's no, we can't find a real adverse effect as far as ephedra is concerned. But then you see that the FDA decides they're going to ban it after the huge media blitz over Belcher dying. And then, just like Ben just said, so they take it out of the weight loss stuff. But Dubs, I don't know if you know this. Can you name off, Ben, some of the things that ephedra's found in just like normally?
Sure. The absolute identical version of ephedra that was in the weight loss products is in Primatene, which is for asthma, and Bronchaid, which you can probably find up there at any drug or grocery store. And then another version of ephedra, by the FDA's own definition, which is called pseudoephedrine, is in all the cold and flu medications like Tylenol, cold and flu. And what really outraged me is there's products that are on the market like Tylenol infant drops. So basically they're saying it's okay for a little baby to use ephedra for a cold, but us adults can't use it for weight loss.
Exactly. And so I looked through this and he has it, and he has listed everything. Children's Benadryl, Sudafed, all this stuff, all of it contains pretty much the exact same version of ephedra. Now Captain Clown instant messaged me and says it couldn't be the fact that people are dropping like flies from taking ephedra. That's what people believe. Is that true, Ben?
Well, I don't think there was any evidence ever that anyone had more than just, you know, minor side effects according to all the research studies, and like you mentioned, they were done at places like Harvard Medical School. And then you had people like Dr. Richard Kreider, who is almost a hero to me, down at Baylor University, who he's another guy that comes from more of an athletic background. He's an exercise physiologist, does all kinds of research studies on athletic performance, and he just said it's absolutely ridiculous to blame the Bacalar death on Ephedra.
Apparently, what was the Baltimore Orioles pitcher situation? What was he about? Because we heard all about in the media Ephedra, and that's what ended up eventually getting it banned.
I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me was the fact that he had a family history of heat stroke death. His half brother had died of basically the same thing. Usually, people in the medical profession, that's the first thing they look at. If somebody has a family history of heart attack or cancer or something, they say, well, you know, you're a lot more likely to have the same problem. But we didn't hear about that at all from the mainstream media. They immediately jumped on this Ephedra bandwagon.
Now, are people calling you a loony? I mean, do you have any stake in Ephedra, or did you just see this as a guy who owns a health food store and you were just kind of outraged by the whole thing?
Well, you know, I'm a retailer like Walmart. In fact, Walmart sold Ephedra, so, you know, I've got another 500 products I can sell. I was just outraged because I've used Ephedra products myself for years. Playing sports back in the 70s, you know, as a little kid, so I've been around for quite a while, and I think I first used Ephedra products probably in the early 80s, and I used them more for energy, but the side effect I noticed was that it really did cause me to lose weight, and in fact, I was involved in powerlifting, and I would have to watch it. I would start losing so much weight from using it that I would go below my weight class. Of course, I wanted to be as muscular as possible and lift as much weight, so it definitely worked. And I was just outraged, again, by what we talked about. If they're going to ban something, then you ban all the products. It was obviously something that had nothing to do with safety, and it was just about money.
We're talking to Ben Kennedy. The name of the book is Why is America So Fat? Kind of putting it off on the pharmaceutical companies who have the most to lose if people actually are healthy and in shape. And, it's a great book, man. It's an interesting read. I'm into working out. I was fascinated by the whole Ephedra thing now, because I haven't talked to my doctor now. And one doctor was like, you should definitely stay away from Ephedra. And then the last doctor that I went to was like, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, again, just drink a lot of water, and you're going to be okay. Do you think the media let us down with hopping on the bandwagon and really blowing this whole thing out of proportion?
Oh, definitely. I think even worse than that is the government let us down. The purpose of the federal government, and you're up there in Washington, D.C., is supposed to be to protect us from, you know, fraud and from big businesses just doing what's in their best interest and not in what's best interest of the people. And I think they did just the opposite in this case. And, you know, millions of people lost a viable product that they could use to lose weight.
In fact, I was looking at this too. The law passed in Illinois, and basically they say, okay, we go through, we're going to ban Ephedra in all its various forms, except for those that are lawfully sold over-the-counter prescription drugs or in some sort of drug. So basically they were saying anything for weight loss we're going to ban, but everything else like the Sudafeds and the Aleve colds and sinuses and that kind of stuff. We're not going to ban
all the stuff that the prescription people have like their hands in.
The pharmaceutical companies can get their grubby little hands in. Hey, why the ban from eBay? What happened with that?
Well, you have to wonder there. It was either a case of incompetence where they were just too lazy to, you know, look and see that this was a book, or the more sinister side was that, well, they must have some connection with the pharmaceutical industry. Well, guess what? The wife of the founder, she used to work in the pharmaceutical industry, and the lady that's now the CEO, Meg Whitman, her husband is an MD. So I have to really think that they just didn't want this information out there.
Now, tell me about the FDA. And I worry, like you said, government was, quote-unquote, supposed to protect us, but it seems if you've got enough money, it doesn't really matter what's good for you, what's bad for you, as far as the FDA is concerned in limiting things.
Well, that's certainly the picture I get from them, and, you know, that really is what outrages me. I ought to have the right to be able to take care of my own body in the best way that I see fit. And to eliminate products, you know, any natural product has been around basically since the beginning of time. Now, the difference between a natural product and, say, a prescription drug is brand new. They created it in a laboratory, so sure, it should undergo some severe testing. But a natural product, you know, if it was safe for somebody 4,000 years ago, it's pretty reasonable to assume it's going to be safe for us today.
Yeah, because the Chinese, I guess, were using it like 4,000 years ago or something like that, right?
And they're still using it. You know, they didn't ban it over there. You know, supposedly a communist government that restricts the use of, you know, everything controls freedom. It's illegal to use ephedra in China, and yet here in the United States of America, you and I can't use it.
It outrages me that it seems like the wrong things are being fought by the government, especially something like ephedra, and there seem to be so many more pressing issues out there.
Yeah, like steroids and baseball.
Whatever!
That's a big thing to be taken care of right now.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Well, I brought up some things in the book. I mean, if they're going to ban something, I mean, just plain old aspirin has been shown to kill as many as 20,000 people a year, and yet you'll never hear about them banning that. So one guy dies, you know, supposedly because of ephedra, and they ban it. It's got to be about something more than just safety, and that's why I think it comes down to money.
But at the same time, people are like, well, people are dropping like flies from ephedra, but they weren't. They aren't. And a lot of it is people think they died from taking the ephedra, but people who died happened to be taking ephedra, but
well,
they also had other things.
And they probably didn't consult their doctor on if, you know, any kind of diet pills like that, you should consult your doctor about before taking them.
All right. Well, it outraged me. I think it's a great book, Ben. I think people should pick it up. Definitely check it out. Oh, here, how about this? What do we do now? I mean, is it too late? Is it too far gone?
Oh, as far as the ephedra, no, I don't think anything, you know, is ever too late. I think if people would complain to their elected representatives in Congress, they could overturn the ban at any time. In fact, I sent a copy of the book to Tom Davis, who's on the House Oversight Committee, and basically the response I got back was that they're watching and they just know that if it's politically feasible, then they'll reverse the ban. But until enough people bitch, they're not going to do anything.
See, that's what upsets me, man. The whole thing is the ephedra.
Everybody's usually just too lazy to bitch. They get outraged, but then they go home, sit in front of the TV, and totally forget about it.
They go out to the club, and they forget about it, and slowly things are getting taken away from I do.
Outrage lasts for 10 seconds at most.
The great thing about the book is in the back, you have, like, the contacts for representatives and senators, emails, phone numbers. It's a good book, man. I appreciate you coming in, Ben.
Hey, I really appreciate the chance to come on and talk with you guys.
All right, man. Washington, D.C. was listening. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.